You're listening to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life, the podcast that's raising consciousness one listener at a time. We'll empower you through the shared knowledge of how to physically, mentally, and spiritually change your life and understand that we as humans have a much deeper purpose. Please welcome your host and self-empowerment expert, Trinaise.
Welcome to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. This is episode 255, A Warning from Spirit. Thank you for tuning in and welcome back. Today we have a very important message from Spirit that you need to hear. This message is layered, so there is something here for everyone. As I received this download, it began to feel like the Book of Revelations was taking on a physical form. This message is deeply profound and confirms the prophetic times that we are now living in. There is so much to say, so let's get right to it. I want to warn you that it may feel a bit heavy in the beginning, but the message grows lighter as we pull back the layers. I want to start with the heaviest message first. Take what applies and leave what doesn't. The first message from Spirit is for the dark ones, and you know who you are. These are the entities who have made life absolutely miserable for most people on planet Earth. They are responsible for all the wars, ancient and modern. They are responsible for creating things like COVID and all other plagues and pandemics throughout history. These demonic forces are responsible for attempting to destroy the people of the earth, the plants, the animals, the water, and all life upon this planet. They are responsible for attempting to destroy the ancient knowledge of great civilizations that have existed upon this planet and the wisdom they left behind for us. These demonic entities are absolutely responsible for projecting darkness into the hearts and minds of the people in order to bring about a dark reality on this planet. And this was done through the use of black magic and other forms of curses and dark rituals throughout time. Spirit says all has been recorded. Now, Spirit has decreed your end. Every act of betrayal will cause you to face your own destruction. This will come through the acts of your own hands. Every curse is being returned to you, multiplied with force. Spirit says you have not heeded any attempts to reach you, and you have not ceased in your determination to destroy all life on this planet. This has brought about your catastrophic end. For every dark conjurer of black magic, your curses will now visit you in your own home. You will be haunted and tortured by the very entities that you call upon to destroy others. Your spells are boomeranging back to you instantly. You will be destroyed by your own dark magic. For those who have accrued your wealth through the suffering of others, it will now be stripped from you, and you will begin to be plagued with that which you caused others to suffer. If your family has accrued their wealth through human trafficking, drugs, or dark means of any kind, then your fate will be the same as the former. But Spirit says, if you are one who has inherited your wealth and you don't want the karma of your ancestors, then you can lighten your burden by helping to heal the wounds that your family has caused. You must put your money into helping to heal the planet and the people. This will help to ease the chastisement that will inherently fall upon you. For those who have destroyed innocent people, you will now have your life destroyed. For those who have lied and blasphemed against others who did no wrong to you, you will now have the same done to you, and it will dismantle your life. All shall be returned to you a millionfold, This is your day of reckoning, and all further plans to bring harm or to destroy life on this planet will be met with a great retribution. This is your warning from Spirit. Now, before we go into the messages for those of you who are on the lighter side of things, let me share something profound with you. Spirit was showing me that the people who have been deeply involved in this darkness have been worshiping the planet Saturn. This planet is also known by the name of Satan. Spirit says that the last 6,000 plus years have been expressing the shadow side of Saturn, but now it is no longer playing in that role. This is due to the new contract, the solar agreement with the planets in Aries that we spoke of in the episodes on transformation or death. Since this planetary alignment, Saturn has moved into a higher frequency where it is currently manifesting as the god of karma. So it is no longer assisting in dark magic rituals. Its role now is to be judge and jury of past deeds. This is the new contract. This is devastating to all those who have been worshiping the dark side of this planet, because in one sense, it has been acting as a double agent. Saturn has recorded all past deeds and is actually the one who is assisting in their downfall. The dark magicians cannot deny anything that they have done because all their dark rituals were connected to Saturn. And now that Saturn is acting as the god of karma, the tables have turned against them. I think this is profound. Talk about irony. And what's even more profound is as above, so below. This means that the dark cults and evil people who have been working with others will find that their organizations have been infiltrated by double agents. Everything has been recorded, and now this evidence will be used against them. This is amazing. The ultimate universal plot twist. So not only are the demons that are being conjured up by dark magicians turning on them, but now you have the double agents that have infiltrated dark cults now testifying and assisting in bringing them down. This is the day of reckoning. We are bringing down a demonic galactic league of dark entities, and they are being completely destroyed. The words annihilation and decimation can only begin to describe their destruction. Spirit says they will be brought to ashes. And this is all because we have shifted into a higher timeline due to the people who are actively and intentionally raising their vibration on planet Earth and cleansing their shadow. I love it. I love it. Now, for your message, for those of you who are cleansing your shadow and doing your internal light meditations, as well as other energy work to raise your vibration, first, Spirit wants to congratulate you for hanging in there. This has been a long journey, and you must know that you have a galactic family that is so, so very proud of you. I'm so proud of you and grateful for your assistance. I love you all dearly. This is why I'm here. You are my angels. I prayed for you to find me. This is really the end for them and the beginning for us. And I know some of you are exhausted, but you will grow stronger over a short period of time. You will begin to regain your strength back. Just keep going and know where you want to end up. You have to see it in your mind in order to manifest it in your life. The curses over humanity have been dissolved, and now it is your responsibility to heal your own personal lives. You must return to sender all demonic energies that continue to target you. You must do this yourself. You must actively call for judgment against all your enemies known and unknown, in the physical as well as in the etheric realms. You must take your power back. You must reclaim your life. Spirit wants to assist you in regaining your power. You are being warned that there are entities in both the astral and physical realms that continue to try to block your awakening, and Spirit wants you to protect yourself from them. Here are some ways you can do that. First, be sure to return to sender all negative curses and energies that have been sent to you and your loved ones. Then call judgment on these demonic forces, asking for your angels and divine beings of light to assist you in removing these negative forces from your life. Then you need to clean up your diet physically, mentally, and spiritually so that you can grow stronger. You must remove lower vibrational things from your life. You have no power if you vibrate within the lower realms. Again, listen to episode 212, The Seven Levels of Power, if you haven't done so recently. This will help you understand what you must do in order to grow in spiritual strength and power. Do your internal light meditations daily and be sure to finish this off by surrounding yourself with a blue flame. And you may need several layers if you're very much under attack. Golden light is also very protective, so add this to the blue flame. You must surround yourself with light in the morning and at night. You can do it any time during the day if you feel the need to do so. Purchase some real jade and start wearing it to bed. And you can wear it throughout the day as well, because that is the time during sleep when the dark ones start working on you intensely. They are working in the astral realms to hold you in a place that you never awaken. Jade is absolutely the most protective stone that I know of. You can add others as well, but be sure to have this stone in your arsenal. And be sure you are using real crystals, not man-made ones. The other thing is to start doing your shadow work if you feel you are ready to do it. You will know when it's time for you to begin your shadow work. It takes a lot of commitment, but know that it will change your life if you stick to it. This is the game changer, I guarantee you. You also need to become aware of false friends and treacherous family members that desire your downfall. It's time to remove yourself from these people. Many may be surprised to find out who is in their life that is an enemy and not a friend. This sometimes is the hardest part of awakening, because you could find yourself married to the very person who has been assigned to you to make sure you don't awaken. Use your discernment and go within into prayer to be guided. Ask to see who is truly for you and who is against you. Appearances are deceiving. And that I can tell you for sure. Spirit also wants to warn you that this is not the day to keep hanging out with people that you know are participating and involved in dark things. They are possessed, and just the fact that you are hanging out with them is putting your life at risk. Due to the times we are now living in, there is no middle ground. It's transformation or death. Choose where you go and who you hang out with wisely, because destruction awaits those on the path of darkness, and you don't want to be guilty by association. Another thing Spirit wants to remind you of is that you must do the work. Just because you may be a nice person doesn't mean you get a pass on doing your spiritual work. Nice people usually allow others to walk all over them. Not always, but very frequently, this is the case. So Spirit says you must stand in your truth today. You must fight for what you believe in. And that means you must live your life daily, mirroring the truth that you profess. Don't allow others to drag you into their darkness. You have to have the inner strength and courage to break free and to speak your truth and live your truth, no matter who or what you are around. You must awaken the lion within. It's time. And this reminds me of the last message that I was to share with you today. Spirit wants me to tell you that we have freed the lions. We are no longer fighting this battle with darkness on an uneven playing field. The great beings of light that were captured thousands of years ago and held against their will have been freed. And the infinite light portal has been reopened upon the earth. This will bring about a change in weather, more sun, less storms, unless you are on a lower timeline. Remember, storms are a sign that you are in the wrong place vibrationally. We are grateful for the guidance of spirit, the love and support protection of our light family. Thank you for being on this journey with me. I love you all so, so very much. Please share this episode with someone you know it will resonate with. Until our next show, be love, peace, and good health.
You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe it, believe it. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe it, believe it. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe it, believe it.
We appreciate you taking the time to join us for this episode of Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. Once you've subscribed to the podcast, be sure to visit us at awakenthehealing.com for more ways to maximize your potential for greatness. We look forward to helping you understand your purpose next time on Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life.
You can do whatever you want, just believe it, believe it.